الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثلاث من كن فيه وجد حلاوة الإيمان أن يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما وأن يحب المرء لا يحبه إلا لله وأن يكره أن يعود في الكفر كما يكره أن يقذف في النار أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم سیز ثلاث من کن فیہ دیر آر تھری کوالٹیز تھری کیریکٹرسٹکس Three things if and when they are found in a person, that person will taste the sweetness of Iman. So there are three qualities, three characteristics that needs to be acquired in order to find the sweetness of Iman. Each one of us need to strive to acquire these three qualities. And from out of these three qualities, the most important one is the first one. If a person is able to acquire the first quality, then that first quality will lead to the second, and the second will lead to the third. The first quality is أَنْ يَكُونَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا سِوَاهُمَا. Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are more beloved to Him. Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are more beloved to her than anything besides them. Allah is more beloved to the person, and Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more beloved to the person than anything that is in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the first quality. And this quality is the foundation. If a person is able to acquire this quality, then through the barakah of this quality, the second will be acquired. And thereafter, through the barakah of the two qualities, the third will be acquired. And once a person is able to acquire these three qualities, he will find the sweetness of Iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to strive. May Allah grant us all to exert every effort to acquire these qualities. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the sweetness of Iman in this very world before we depart from this world. One is to have Iman. Iman is to believe in everything without a shadow of doubt. Accepting everything without a shadow of doubt. Whether the faculty of intellect can comprehend or not. To believe in everything without a shadow of doubt that was conveyed to us by our Messenger sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and which has reached us through the Quran or through those ahadith which reach the sublime degree of tawatur. So anything known to be conveyed to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam through the Quran or through mutawatir ahadith, one has to believe in that without a shadow of doubt. This is Iman. And thereafter one needs to proclaim the same by saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. آمنت بالله كما هو بأسمائه وصفاته آمنت بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره من الله تعالى والبعث بعد الموت. As soon as a person believes in everything that is conveyed to him by his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam without a shadow of doubt, and thereafter he proclaims the same, accepting the authority of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, this person enters the fold of Islam. This person becomes a Muslim. This person becomes a believer, a mu'min. Once a person enters the fold of Iman, fold of Islam, once a person becomes a believer, a mu'min, thereafter, there are various grades of Iman, various grades that a person is able to acquire as a believer. Alhamdulillah, all of you who are sat here in this religious gathering, all of you are believers. All of you are mu'minin. Because all of you believe in everything that is conveyed to you from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam through the Quran or mutawatir hadith without a shadow of doubt. So all of you are believers. Then all these believers fall into two categories: complete believers and incomplete believers. Complete believers are those who, after accepting Iman, carry out all the do's and who abstain from all the don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the complete believers. And those who do not carry out all the do's and who do not abstain from all the don'ts, these are incomplete believers. Thereafter, in both these categories, you will find believers of various categories. Amongst those who are incomplete, you find somebody who is carrying out all the don'ts, and who is carrying out all the do's and who is abstaining from all the don'ts except one. He does not perform salat. So he is incomplete. Then you have somebody else who abstains from all the don'ts, who carries out all the do's except two, salat and fasting in the month of Ramadan. So the second is more incomplete than the first one. So it all depends on how many do's you carry out and how many don'ts you abstain from. So people will be of thousands of categories. And when you look at the category of those who are complete believers, after believing they carry out all the do's and they abstain from all the don'ts, so they are equal as far as that is concerned. But thereafter, they vary in their sincerity. They vary in their conformity to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when carrying out the do's. You have a person who is performing salat. He is very, very particular about the fara'id and the wajibat and the sunan. But he is not too particular about the mustahabbat. So this second person, this person who does not carry out the mustahabbat actions whilst performing salat, will be less complete than that person who performs his salat whilst practicing all the fara'id, all the wajibat, all the sunan and all the mustahabbat of salat. So the category of those who are perfect believers, will also vary according to the sincerity of intention. One is very, very sincere. The other is less sincere. One's ibadat, one's do's and one's don'ts are completely in conformity with the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They will also vary according to the number of voluntary actions that a person carries out. You have one complete believer who carries out all the do's and who abstains from all the don'ts, but he does not perform any voluntary optional devotions. And you have another complete believer who carries out all the do's, who stays away from all the don'ts, and with that he engages himself in many voluntary optional prayers, voluntary optional fasts, voluntary optional spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this person will become even more complete. So in order to become a believer, in order to become a mu'min, the only thing that a person needs to do is to believe in everything that is conveyed to him by his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the depth of his heart without a shadow of doubt, and proclaim the same by saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. I bear witness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no deity, there is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is his servant and is his messenger, and I believe in everything that is conveyed to me by my messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, the mu'minin and the believers will have different categories. Some incomplete, some complete. some imperfect, some perfect. Some more imperfect than others, some more perfect than others. Some more incomplete than others, some more complete than others. It all depends on how much he practices. And slowly, 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 a person tries in order to excel, in order to become a complete believer, and thereafter excel and become more complete, more complete, more complete, more complete. You need amal. You need amal. You need to carry out all the faraid. You need to carry out all the wajibat. You need to abstain from all haram, all makruh-e tahrimi. And thereafter, you have to try and carry out as many sunan as possible, as many mustahabbat as possible. And thereafter, you need to devote yourself to the extent that you carry out optional devotions also. The more you carry out, the more amal you carry out, the more complete believer you become, the more perfect believer you become. And there is no limit to it. There is no limit to how perfect a person can become. It all depends on the individual. So in order to excel in perfection, in order to excel in completeness, a person needs amal. And in order to bring amal into existence, a person needs ilm. Without ilm, without knowledge, how can you practice? If a person does not know that to perform 5 times salat daily is fard, how will he perform 5 times salat regularly? How will he perform 5 times salat daily? If a person does not have the ilm that there are 4 rak'at sunan mu'akkadah before the 4 fard of dhuhr, then there are 2 rak'ah sunan mu'akkadah again, and then there are 2 rak'ah optional. If a person doesn't have the knowledge, how will he carry out this action? So in order to excel in completeness, in order to excel in perfectness, one needs amal. And in order to carry out amal, one needs ilm. When a person strives to acquire ilm, acquire knowledge, by taking admission in a madrasa, learning the Arabic language, understanding the principles of fiqh, principles of tafsir, principles of the science of hadith, thereafter acquiring the ilm of fiqh, ilm of tafsir, ilm of hadith, or a person acquires ilm by sitting in the company of the ulama. Because his way of life does not permit him to take full-time admission in a madrasa. He is married. He needs to look after his wife. He needs to look after his children. He needs to look after his parents. He needs to go to work. So he cannot devote himself fully. So he cannot take admission in a madrasa. He cannot become an alim. He cannot learn the Arabic language. He cannot master the sciences of Islam. Then he needs to sit in the company of the ulama. He needs to attend the gatherings of the ulama. He needs to listen to the lectures of the ulama and try to excel in ilm as much as possible. Because the more a person will excel in ilm, the more the person will be able to excel in amal. And the more a person is able to excel in amal, the more perfect believer the person will become. A person can also excel in ilm by studying books, literature, authored by authentic reliable ulama. Under the supervision of reliable ulama, one needs to study books which are authored by reliable ulama. So a person continues to acquire ilm, excel in ilm, and whilst excelling in ilm, a person continues to excel in amal. For ilm, a person needs to keep in contact with the ulama. And for amal, a person needs to keep in touch with the mashayikh. Because many a times, we do have the knowledge. We know that this is permissible. We know that this is impermissible. We know that this is haram. We know that this is fard. But for some reason or other, we are unable to carry out that fard. For some reason or other, we are unable to abstain from the don't. So we need to refer to the mashayikh. We need to refer to the mashayikh. I know that performing Salatul Fajr is fard. I set the alarm, I wake up, but then my nafs overcomes me and my nafs convinces me daily that you still have 20 minutes, rest for 5 minutes and then wake up. And I miss my Fajr Salah every day. The Shaykh will guide a person, and a Shaykh will teach a person how to come out of this trick of nafs, this trick of shaitan. So we need to excel in ilm by keeping in touch with the ulama, and we need to excel in amal by keeping in touch with the mashayikh. And there are pious ulama, God-fearing ulama, pious mashayikh, God-fearing mashayikh. These are the people you need to keep in touch with. Pious, God-fearing ulama, pious, God-fearing mashayikh. Now this person excels. Excels. Ilm, amal, ilm, amal, ilm, amal. He excels until he reaches this stage where nothing is more beloved to him than Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is how one is able to acquire the first quality, by acquiring ilm from the ulama and by practicing what he has learnt, practicing what she has learnt. And if he or she finds any difficulty in practicing anything that he or she has learned, then by contacting his or her sheikh, by keeping in touch with mashayikh, through the guidance of one's sheikh, through the guidance of one's sheikh, a person will be able to safeguard himself, herself, from the tricks of shaitan, from the deceits of nafs. And slowly, slowly this person will progress, excel. So ilm is there, amal is there. One will excel in ilm through the guidance of the ulama. One will excel in amal through the guidance of mashayikh. Until that person reaches the stage where Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam become more beloved to him than anything in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam become more beloved than father, more beloved than mother, more beloved than children, more beloved than wealth, more beloved than gold, more beloved than silver, more beloved than diamonds, more beloved than anything. And there is a sign to recognize this. There is a sign. How is a person able to recognize that he has acquired this quality, that he loves Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than anything in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The sign is when the person is able to sacrifice anything and anyone for the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the command of his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is when you are able to realize that yes, I love Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than anyone in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more than anything in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you have reached a very high peak of perfectness in Iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all this perfectness. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the zeal to strive for this status. أَنْ يَكُونَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا سِوَاهُمَا. There is no one more beloved than Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad hai mata'e alame ijad se piyara, pidar, madar, biradar, malo jaan, aulad se piyara. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more beloved to me than anything in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muhammad hai mata'e alame ijad se piyara, pidar, he is more beloved to me than father. Madar, he is more beloved to me than mother. Biradar, he is more beloved to me than brother. Mal, he is more beloved to me than wealth. Jaan, he is more beloved to me than my life. Pidar, madar, biradar, malo jaan, aulad se piyara. La yu'minu ahadukum. One cannot become a complete believer hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi min walidihi wa waladihi wan nasi ajma'in. Until I do not become more beloved to him than his father, his children, and all the people. This is when iman becomes perfect. This is when iman reaches the highest peak of perfectness. أَنْ يَكُونَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا سِوَاهُمَا. When Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes beloved to the person than anything in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has love for his son, he has love for his daughter, he has love for his father, he has love for his mother, he has love for his friend, he has love for wealth. There are certain things which are natural in life. A person loves the father, a person loves the mother, a person has love for wife, a wife has love for husband. Yes, all loves are there. But nothing is more beloved than Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Without this, a person cannot claim to be a perfect believer. أَنْ يَكُونَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا سِوَاهُمَا. The Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhim Ajma'in, each and every one of them had this quality. Each and every one of them had this quality. They loved Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam more than anything in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Sahaba and the Sahabiyat, the male Sahaba and the female Sahaba, all of them had this quality. And practically we can see in their lives that if there was a clash between the father and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, they always give preference to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and anything else, anyone else, they always gave preference to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This is the first quality. And as soon as this quality enters the heart of a Muslim, then the second quality will automatically be acquired. وَأَنْ يُحِبَّ الْمَرْأَ لَا يُحِبُّهُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. As I said earlier, it is natural for us to love one another. We love our brothers, we love our sisters, we love our wives, we love our husbands, we love our parents. We love our Muslim brothers, we love our friends. It is natural. Al-mu'minu ma'alaf. Al-mu'minu ma'alaf. The believer is a treasure of love. وَلَا خَيْرَ فِي مَنْ لَا يَعْلَفُ وَلَا يُلَفُ. There is no goodness, there is no khair in that person who does not love or who is not loved. It is human nature to love. And when a person sincerely loves another, when a person has akhlaq, good morals, good characters, then he will be loved by other people. This is part and parcel of life. But before acquiring this quality of having love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than anything in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is possible and it is more likely that a person will love another for his own gains, for his own interests. I love my wife very dearly. Why? Assess yourself. Why do you love your wife very dearly? For the pleasure of Allah? For the pleasure of Allah? The answer will be no. Because of circumstances. We are married, we live together, we love each other because we enjoy each other's company. Not for the pleasure of Allah. This is my best friend. I have to meet him even for 5 minutes daily. I remember him too much. I miss him. Assess yourself. Why do you love him so much? For the pleasure of Allah? The answer most likely will be no. Because I enjoy his company. It's fun being with him. Or I like him because he always showers favors upon me. Or because I benefit from him from worldly point of view. We love each other, but not for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As soon as a person acquires this quality, that everything in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is less beloved than Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As soon as the heart is enlightened with this quality, this person will find that automatically, whomsoever he loves only for the pleasure of Allah. Now he loves his wife, but only for the pleasure of Allah. Now he is affectionate to his children, only for the pleasure of Allah. Now he is affectionate to his parents, only for the pleasure of Allah. Now he entertains love for his Muslim brothers, for his Muslim sisters, only for the pleasure of Allah. So when you acquire the first quality, when your heart is enlightened with the first quality, then automatically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you the second quality. And loving each other only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a very great amal, very great deed. This is a sign of the perfection of iman. This is a sign that the person is a perfect believer. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, سَبْعَةٌ يُذِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ذِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ذِلَّ إِلَّا ذِلُّهُ. When people will be resurrected from their graves, there will be 7 categories who will be granted shade under the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day of Qiyamah, when there will be no shade except the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or on the day of Qiyamah, 7 categories of people will be granted shade under the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When there will be no shade except the shade of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One category is Rajula ne tahabba fillah. Those two who love each other only for the pleasure of Allah. Only to please Allah. I love you. Why? Because you are rich? No. Not because you are rich. I love you because you are my Muslim brother. And if I love you, Allah will become happy with me. I love you. Why? Because you are famous. So with you, I will also become famous. No. I love you only for the pleasure of Allah. In thick and thin. In every circumstance, I will love you. Today you are wealthy, I love you. Tomorrow if you become poor, I will still love you. Because my love for you does not depend on your wealth. My love for you is only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We love each other only for the pleasure of Allah. This is something that is lacking in the ummah. We love each other, we associate with each other, we feed each other, we invite each other, we give gifts to each other. Only as a tradition. Only because circumstances demand. Only as a routine. Not because we love each other. And the Sahaba-e Kiram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhim Ajmain, they dearly loved each other. Only for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alayhi Wa Sallam has said that when two believers love each other only for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then one should declare it to the other. If I have love for you only for the pleasure of Allah, then I should declare it to you and I should say, "Uhibbuka fillah." I love you for the pleasure of Allah. I love you for the pleasure of Allah. This will increase your love for your Muslim brother, and this will initiate the love on the other side as well. If the love did not exist, and if the love did exist, it will increase more. Uhibbuka fillah. I will love you for the pleasure of Allah only. And when one declares his love for you, what should you say? You should say in reply, أَحَبَّكَ الَّذِي أَحْبَبْتَنِي لَهُ. You have declared that you love me only for the pleasure of Allah. Then may that being also love you for whom you love me. May Allah love you also. If we acquire this second quality as a result of the first, then 99.9% of the problems that lie within the society will vanish. So many quarrels, hatred, jealousy. Because we don't love each other. There is no love. If we do experience love, then it is superficial love. Not love for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will announce, أَيْنَ الْمُتَحَابُّونَ بِجَلَالِي. Where are those people who used to love each other only for my sake? أَلْيَوْمَ أُذِلُّهُمْ فِي ذِلِّي يَوْمَ لَا ذِلَّ إِلَّا ذِلِّي. Today, this day, on the day of Qiyamah, I will grant them shade under my mercy or under my throne on the day when there is no shade except the shade of my mercy or the shade of my throne. Now friends, think for a while, think. My sisters, think for a while. On the day of Qiyamah, before the reckoning, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted someone shade under his throne or shade under his mercy, will that not be an indication that this person will enter paradise without any reckoning? All tension will be removed immediately. This person will not worry about his reckoning. Because it is not possible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honors somebody with shade under his throne or under his mercy, and thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to reckon him and severely punish him in the fire of Jahannam. No. So as soon as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that those people stand up who used to love each other only for my pleasure, I will grant you shade under my throne, under my mercy, these people will be 100% sure inside that we have become successful today. Let us learn to love each other only for the pleasure of Allah. Let us put aside our self-interests. We love only for the pleasure of Allah. So two qualities. Quality number one, to love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam more than anything in the creation of Allah. Once our heart is enlightened with this quality, then the second quality will come in no time. We will begin to love everybody that we were loving for other purposes. only for the pleasure of Allah. Only for the purpose of Allah, we will love everybody. And as soon as the heart is enlightened with these two qualities, automatically the third quality will enter our heart. وَأَنْ يَكْرَهَ أَنْ يَعُودَ فِي الْكُفْرِ وَأَنْ يَكْرَهَ أَنْ يَعُودَ فِي الْكُفْرِ And to dislike leaving Islam and going into kufr. كَمَا يَكْرَهُ أَنْ يُقْذَفَ فِي النَّارِ As much as one dislikes being thrown in the fire. How much does a person dislike being thrown in the fire? Being thrown in the fire in this world, how much does a person dislike? Each and every person abhors being thrown in the fire. As soon as a person acquires the first two qualities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enlighten his heart with this third quality. His love for Islam, his love for Iman will increase to such an extent that he will hate kufr. And he will hate leaving Islam and going into kufr as much as he hates being thrown in the fire. Now this person has reached the highest peak of Iman. Highest peak of Iman. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, because of these three qualities, he has reached the highest peak of Iman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will now grant him the sweetness of Iman in this very world. And the sweetness of Iman has two stages. The first stage is that this person begins to find devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala easy. So you have a person who does not have these three qualities. He will find it difficult to come for Fajr Salat. But he does come, he continues to come. He continues to strive. He finds it difficult to control his gaze, but he continues to do so. He finds it difficult to stay away from music, but he continues to do so. He finds it difficult to keep away from films, but he continues to do so. He strives. It's very bitter, but he continues to take these bitter pills. He finds it difficult to stay away from alcohol, stay away from drugs, but he continues to do so. He struggles. He strives. He continues with this mujahada. So he takes bitter pills. Bitter, very bitter. And as a result of these bitter pills, this mujahada, he reaches the highest peak of the perfection in Iman. Allah and His Rasul becomes the most beloved. He loves each and every person only for the pleasure of Allah. And he dislikes kufr as much as he dislikes being thrown in the fire. When he acquires this quality, when he reaches the highest peak of perfection, now he struggles, but the struggle is very easy now. It's not a bitter pill. It's not a bitter pill. He finds it easy. It is a struggle, but he finds it easy. And when he continues, then the three qualities also increase. So the love increases more for Allah and His Rasul. And then his love for his Muslim brothers increases more. And hatred for kufr increases more. Then he reaches the second stage. Second stage. Where he actually finds the sweetness of Iman. Sweetness of banana. Sweetness of mithai. Indian sweets. Sweetness of chocolate. There are so many sweet things in this world. And the sweetness of one item differs from the other. So similarly, my friends, Iman also has a sweetness. When a person reaches this highest stage of perfection, then he physically finds the sweetness of Iman in his heart. He can actually feel the sweetness of Iman in his heart. So the first stage of sweetness of Iman is that he finds the ibadat and the devotions easy, and he finds somewhat enjoyment in his ibadat. And slowly, when he reaches the higher stage of acquiring the sweetness of Iman, he actually feels the sweetness of Iman in his heart. If we put banana in our mouth, we find sweetness. And if we put a sweet in our mouth, we find sweetness on the tongue. Similarly, when the person reaches this highest stage of perfection, highest, then he finds the sweetness of Iman in his heart. Sweetness of Iman in his heart. And when a person finds sweetness of Iman in his heart, then all devotions will become very, very easy, because he will run towards devotions. He will run towards devotion because as a result of his devotion, he will find that sweetness. He will find that sweetness. A Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was performing salat. He was performing salat, and it was nafla salat, voluntary salat. And he had his horse tied next to him. So some robbers came and they started untying the horse. When they began untying the horse, some people who were far away, they saw that the person is performing voluntary prayer because it was not time for fard salat. And some people were untying his horse, so they started shouting at him, that break your salat, your horse is being stolen. By the time the people came running, the robbers had gone off with the horse. Now in those days, a horse was like a Mercedes. It's like a person owns a Mercedes. So it's like losing 30,000, 40,000 pounds just in one go. When the people arrived, the robbers had gone, and this person completed his salat. He did not break his salat. He did not make his salat invalid, although it was permissible. It was nafla salat. And he was incurring a great loss to his property. So in these circumstances, it was permissible for him to break his salat. So the people began lamenting him, and they said, "You are a fool. You are a fool. You have made such a big loss for nafla salat. You could have broken your salat, and then you could have made qada of your nafla salat." So he said, "Ma kuntu fihi aladdu min dhalik." He said, owning a horse, having a horse, having a Mercedes, any worldly item is pleasurable. It is enjoyable. You feel good about it. But he said, the salat that I was in was more pleasurable and more enjoyable than the horse. مَا كُنْتُ فِيهِ أَلَدُّ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. I was finding sweetness when I was performing the salat. Hazrat Maulana Fazlur Rahman Sahib, Ganj Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, used to say that when I place my forehead in sajda on the ground, I do not feel like raising my head from the ground, my forehead from the ground. Because when I go into sajda, then I feel as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is loving me. I feel I am in the lap of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stroking my head with his hands. The real enjoyment, a person can feel it. Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, "Wallahi inna fi ladhatin. Wallahi inna fi ladhatin." We are 24 hours in enjoyment, in pleasures. This pleasure, this enjoyment, which pleasure? You wake up in the morning at 4 o'clock, what pleasure are you talking about? You have to sacrifice your sleep, what pleasure are you talking about? You are staying hungry from 5 o'clock in the morning until 6 o'clock in the evening, what pleasure are you talking about? What pleasure are you talking about? Your life is full of abstinence. There is no luxury in your home. What pleasure are you talking about? Why are you saying, "Wallahi inna fi ladhatin"? By Allah, I swear by Allah, that we are always in pleasures. We are always in enjoyment. Why? Which enjoyment are you talking about? It is this enjoyment. When a person reaches this high quality of perfection in Iman, then that person physically finds sweetness of Iman in his heart. Wallahi inna fi ladhatin. We are in such enjoyment and pleasure. Law alimahal muluk. Law alimahal muluk. If the kings were to have the knowledge of the pleasures that we have and the enjoyment that we have, lajadaluna alayha bisuyuf. They would attack us with swords and they would try to snatch away that pleasure from us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person acquires three qualities, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will at the first stage make ibadat easy for him. The person will begin to enjoy the ibadat and devotions.
So in the initial stages, you don't enjoy. You strive, you struggle. Swallow all these bitter pills. Stay away from all the don'ts. Carry out all the do's. Whatever sacrifice it takes, then you will reach. You will reach the peak of perfection. And when you reach the peak of perfection, the first stage of sweetness of iman will be that you will find enjoyment in your ibadat. And ibadat will become easy, struggle will become easy. And then you will continue to excel until you reach the highest peak where you love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most. Where you love your Muslim brother only for the pleasure of Allah. Where you hate kufr to the extent of hating being thrown in the fire. When you reach that peak, then you will physically find the sweetness of iman in your heart. You will physically feel it. You will physically feel it. And when you reach that status, then a person will not be able to sin. A person will not be able to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person will not be able to forsake the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us strive. And as I said earlier, the foundation is love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This, once the heart is illuminated with this, then the other two qualities will follow, one after the other. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم الطف بنا في تيسير كل عسير فإن تيسير كل عسير عليك يسير رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.